Hebrews chapter 4. Let us therefore fear, while a promise of entering into his rest remains, lest any of you should seem to come short of it. For the gospel was preached to us, as well as to them, but the word which they heard did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in those who heard it. For we who have believed enter into rest, as he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. For he spoke in a certain place of the seventh day in this way, and Elohim rested the seventh day from all his works. And in this place again, if they shall enter into my rest. Seeing therefore it remains that some must enter into it, and those to whom it was first preached did not enter because of unbelief. Again, he limits a certain day, saying through David, today, after so long a time, as it is said, today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. For if Yeshua had given them rest, then he would not afterward have spoken of another day. There remains therefore a rest for the people of Elohim. For he who has entered into his rest, he also has ceased from his own works, as Elohim did from his. Let us labor therefore to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. For the word of Elohim is living, powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and open to the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Seeing then that we have a great high priest, who has passed into the heavens, Yeshua the son of Elohim, let us hold fast our profession. For we do not have a high priest who cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but who is in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, so that we may obtain mercy, and find grace to help in time of need.